Let's get today's Block Club Chicago report from Seamus Toomey. We call this Extremely Local News. Seamus, good morning. Let's talk first about Metropolitan Beers living on at a new home.
Hey, Bob, good morning. Yes, good news for fans of Metropolitan Brewing, which shut down in December. They had that great tap room right on the north branch of the Chicago River, but had to shut down for financial reasons. The good news that came out this week was that the Short Fuse Brewing Company in Schiller Park has bought Metropolitan's brand rights and all of their recipes to their beers. So Short Fuse says they're going to start brewing some of the Metropolitan flagship beers and start selling them. They've got a re-release party, they're calling it, on July 12th out at their huge tap room in Schiller Park on 5000 North River Road. So, you know, it was sad when Metropolitan closed. A lot of people loved the patio that looked out over the river, they also missed some of their German style beers, especially the Crankshaft and the Flywheel. But those two are definitely coming back. They'll be available on tap out at Short Fuse in Schiller Park beginning in a couple weeks.
5000 North River Road. Great story on the Block Club website about a diner. And you can't have too many diners. Tell us about Boulevard.
You can't have too many diners. Absolutely not. Boulevard Bistro is a new place that's opening in the Logan Square neighborhood, and it's the old Cornerstone Cafe. And there's a cool backstory behind it. The owner had passed away sadly in 2023, but one of the servers who had worked there for years, a woman by the name of Daria Pruska, she got together enough money and spent enough on credit cards, she says, to buy it and to reopen it. She's calling it the Boulevard Bistro, and sort of their claim to fame, they hope, is going to be their homemade soups. They've got about 100 different rotating varieties that they don't have much of a schedule for, they said, but they're going to, her husband Adam in the back, they're two Polish immigrants, he makes them in the back, she's running the front of the house, and it's just an old school diner with kind of a throwback to a place listeners may remember called the Busy Bee.
Under the L tracks, right?
Under the L tracks, yeah. Busy Bee, the writer who wrote the story, a great writer named Dave Hoekstra, he was a big fan of Busy Bee, and he tells a story within our story at Block Club Chicago that he brought the Busy Bee Polish sour cream spinach soup to Boulevard and said, hey, you really should make this, you know, just like Busy Bee used to. So now it's on the menu. So Hoekstra is proudly helping continue the Busy Bee tradition just a little bit north.
Yeah, that's great. 2753 Northwestern. Good for Dave. And then coming soon to Uptown, an Asian food hall. This sounds good.
I love this. I love food halls because it's a great way to check out local places without having to really know where they are. You just go to the food hall, and it's sort of like the modern food court that you'd find in malls, and you can choose from 20 different places. But Uptown doesn't have one, and there's a plan in the works now. It's going to be called the Uptown Food Exchange. It's at 4833 North Broadway, which in context, that's like pretty much right across the street from the Uptown Theater. So it's right there in the heart of the Uptown Entertainment District. And it's really adjacent to the Asia and Argyle District, where there's just tons of great Asian bars and restaurants and grocery stores. And that's going to be the theme for this food hall. It's going to round up just a lot of the local vendors that you may have driven by and not known, is that place good? Or, you know, and they're all going to go into there, and you can really get a good flavor of the Asia and Argyle district. So excited for it. It's a vacant old building in that really busy corridor there, and they've did some renderings of it, and it looks just absolutely great, all lit outside with outdoor patios and drawings of people having a great time. So check check it out. They've got the money lined up for it. Now they've got to get some approvals and the build out. So don't expect it to be open this year, but maybe next year or the year after. But it'll be a great option just to try out some new things you haven't had.
Yeah. And finally, we were talking about this survey that came out yesterday. Chicago has the fifth worst traffic in the world. What have you heard from Block Club readers about this, Seamus?
Well, you know, the interesting thing about this that I've heard from readers is that you look at the data and our traffic times have gone up since 2022, which is not a surprise. But the sad reality is there's been actually less drivers taking trips during peak hours during the last couple of years. Yet we still take longer and longer. And I think you really have to point to some of these huge road projects that started after the pandemic. Anyone that's tried to take the Kennedy Expressway in the last year or so can definitely feel the pain of 96 extra hours on the highway than you would if there were no rush hour traffic. So, yeah, between the Stevenson, the work on Interstate 57, it just all compounds it. The Circle Exchange is open, but it's still rough. So, yeah, it's just, it's always a pleasure to be in traffic and then just fight with the people that don't take it as well as the rest of us, right?
Plenty of time to listen to the radio. Seamus Toomey, thank you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome.